Orchestre Bésimé, OBI, was formed in 2002 to play music from Balkan cultures. The group plays at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday, March 28th, at the St. Louis Park Library. We're speaking with Katrina Mundinger and Natalie Nowitzki of the group. Katrina, your group has a big interest in Romani music from the Balkans.
In 2011, we went to the Amala School in Valjevo, Serbia, as a result of winning the McKnight Fellowship for Performing Musicians. And we were blessed to win that and get the money and use it to better our band. And while we were there, we took language lessons and learning how to speak the Romani language, also music lessons every day, both individual and group.
How did your band's music change as a result of going to the school in Serbia?
Well, the music itself changed a little bit because we had had a more intimate knowledge of how Romani folk approach the stuff. We knew more about how to ornament things.
Give me an example.
There's an ornament that's particularly used in Bulgarian music, and they use a German word for it called a Nachschlag, or after hit. And in Bulgarian music, it might sound like this. So I played three notes, and in between the second and the third, I added a little Nachschlag. Now, in the Romani stuff that we learned, there's a whole lick in this one song that we picked up there where it is Nachschlag, 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 ornaments on every single note. So that's just a little instrumental lick from one of the songs that we learned in there. And I had to practice that slowly, a whole lot, before I could play it this way, even though I was already familiar with the ornament. So it's just, there's so much density in terms of how they ornament stuff.
Natalie, how does the Balkan community in the Twin Cities or in the surrounding area respond to the way Orchestre Bésimé approaches Balkan music?
We've had wonderful responses from various communities, Bulgarian community, the Bosnian community, even the Turkish community. We don't have anything Turkish, but they come to our monthly shows at the Black Dog every month. Not only thankful that we play this music and that we represent their cultures, but that we take so much care in playing it and singing it well and in connecting with them as much as possible for things like pronunciation and for also to get connected with other musicians from those countries. So they've actually served as wonderful liaisons and collaborators in some cases.
Orchestre Bésimé plays Saturday, March 28th at the St. Louis Park Library at 2 in the afternoon. The group not only plays traditional Balkan music, but composes new music based on Balkan traditions.
In 2012, we were awarded a grant from the American Composers Forum to compose our own folk music in the traditions of music that we had already learned. So Natalie and I had composed this a couple of years prior anyway, based on a dream I had. In my dream, the bit in the dream was I was watching a film of people dancing in a village in Serbia, and this chorus is what they were all singing along to. So the chorus kind of just came straight from my dream and got put into the song. So the rest of it was created around that.
Orchestre Bésimé at the St. Louis Park Public Library, Saturday, March 28th at 2 p.m. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.